they said they cannot allow us to do anything. So because of that, we had to come back. And I actually felt this was so offending, because how can someone like a security personnel placed in that place have the authority to even stop you from doing your work?
That is Ibasi Patricia Tops, a South Sudanese journalist and a program editor at the radio community Singeita FM in Kapoita, County of Eastern Equatoria State. Tops says despite receiving approval from authorities for producing an investigative piece on gold mining in Kapoita, government security personnel blocked her from accessing the gold mine.
There are some situations where we have seen radio stations have been closed for not adhering to the government line, because sometimes the government wants to control the content of outlets in different locations, which is affecting the work of journalism. But access to information is very difficult, especially from the government officials.
Patrick Oyet, the president of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, says efforts to have a vibrant media in the country are hampered by many factors.
We ask the government, as Union of Journalists, that as the economic situation gets better, let us improve pay for journalists. At the moment, it's very difficult for us as Union of Journalists to go to the private media houses and say, can you improve pay?
Most South Sudanese journalists working with the private media houses are paid somewhere between $50 and $100 monthly. Journalists working at government-owned media houses say they are paid between $10 and $20 per month. David Renz, the former U.S. Church of the Affairs at the U.S. Embassy in South Sudan, says the government actively censors the press. He says radio stations are routinely shut down. Journalists are asked not to cover certain topics, including corruption, while others have had to flee and or go into hiding because they dared to report the truth. Michael McQuay is the South Sudan's Minister of Information and government spokesperson.
There is freedom in South Sudan, but there's no freedom in this world which is absolute. Because of your freedom of expression, working, you cannot step on my toes because you are exercising your right or your right of freedom of expression. So that freedom which people are talking about is not absolute. And this is known even to those who say that the space is shrinking.
Elijah Alieri, managing director of the South Sudan Media Authority, spoke recently during the commemoration of the World Press Freedom Day in Juba. Alieri said despite current challenges in the media fraternity across the country, the media industry is growing. He says 222 media companies have been fully licensed by the media authority to operate in the country since February 2017. Alier says incidents of harassment and intimidation of journalists have dropped in recent years, and no journalists are being detained for journalistic work in South Sudan. VOA could not independently verify Alier's comments.
Media houses must build trust of thy audiences by conducting themselves professionally with the sense of humanity in all media reporting. All level of government, UN agencies and humanitarian organizations operating in South Sudan are hereby reminded to allow and give access for gathering and disseminating of information deemed to be in the public interest.
The latest Press Freedom Index, released by Reporters Without Borders, ranked South Sudan at 128th out of 180 countries worldwide. Reporters Without Borders described press freedom in South Sudan as extremely precarious, where journalists work under constant threat, intimidation, and censorship. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.